On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 4 of 5 on incident reporting and root cause analysis. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
In safety, the phrase human error gets tossed around a lot. A pallet fails, a worker trips, a forklift will crash into a rack. The quick conclusion is somebody messed up. But stopping there does not fix the problem. It just points fingers. And week 4 of our incident reporting and root cause analysis focus is all about looking deeper. Not just about what went wrong, but why it went wrong and how to stop it from ever happening again. And that's where the difference between surface cause and root cause matters. Surface causes are usually where something is visible right away. Root causes are often buried in procedures, training gaps, or system failures. If we want long-term fixes, we need to go past the obvious. And here are a few ways to shift your focus from surface causes to actual root causes. And keep in mind, these tips are going to just be things that may have possibly come up in past weeks because they're just that important to go through and really hammer down to where you know them. And we're going to start with 1, which is don't accept human error as the final answer. It's rarely that simple. Human error is usually a symptom, not the disease. What caused the mistake? Was there a lack of training? Were there confusing instructions? Or maybe there was an unrealistic production deadline? We don't know, but we need to find out. Okay. And that's where 2 comes in. You want to ask why more than once. We talked about this one in previous weeks. One why is going to barely scratch the surface. You want to ask it as many times as needed. Each answer is going to bring you closer to what really caused the issue. Example, why did they fall is going to possibly lead to why wasn't the area clear, which could lead to why wasn't housekeeping done, and so on and so on and so on. And then you want to get to 3, which is review systems, not just people. So blaming a person doesn't change a system. Look at processes. Were there checklists that were skipped? Were shortcuts taken because of a time pressure? Is there a layout making safe work harder to do? Make sure that you go over those systems and try to find out why. 4, don't rush to patch it, solve it. Putting cones around a spill after a fall is fine for now. But why did the spill happen in the first place? Surface fixes are temporary. Root causes are fixes that are lasting. 5, and last but not least, track repeated incidents. So if you keep seeing the same near misses or injuries, the issue isn't just random. You want to look for patterns, and that's where root causes tend to hide. So as always, these are potential tips. Please make sure to follow the rules and regulations of your specific facility. And getting to the root cause isn't about assigning blame. It's about building a safer facility from the inside out. A strong safety culture doesn't just react. It investigates, it adapts, it improves. When we fix the system, we protect people. And that's precisely what we try to do with this podcast, is just hammer down those rules over and over and over, and those tips over and over and over. And remember, if you feel like something just isn't right, trust your instincts, speak up, report it. Safety isn't about silence, it's about action. And thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we talk to you next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.